Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, thanks so much for stopping in.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
You are absolutely welcome. And well, we just had Thanksgiving yesterday, so are you recovering well? You have a full stomach? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm still full from yesterday, but that's part of the best part is just taking a minute to be thankful and spend time with family, eat some good food, you know, no strings attached, and it's just a fun, enjoyable day. So I hope that you also had a great Thanksgiving and then everyone else did too, just to kind of take a moment and find things that you're thankful for. So
absolutely. Yeah, no, I did as well. So thank you for that. Well, now you get your feet kicking again as tonight is the Perry Lighted Holiday Parade. And so I know we've talked about this, but I know you wanted to maybe go over some stuff with lineup tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Tonight is the night. We have Perry's Lighted Holiday Parade. This is a longtime tradition, so really fun for kicking off the holiday season. It is going to be a little bit cooler tonight, but that's okay because it's wintertime and it's time for this kind of thing. We're ready for it. Now that Thanksgiving's over, we can right. Welcome the snow, right? So it's not going to snow, but it'll be still be chilly. But that's kind of all the fun of the holidays anyway. So tonight is a lighted parade at 7 p.m. We start with lineup at 6 p.m., and so just want to give some details about that. So hopefully people are, you know, if they're on the fence, they can still, there's still time to pull something together and be a part of it because it's really the parade floats and the entries that make the parade. So really encouraging people to come out and be a part of that. Businesses, organizations, a random holiday cheery person that wants to decorate their car, everyone is welcome. So there is a pre-registration. It's not required, but it's an option for go to our website, the community calendar, find the lighted parade, and then there's an option to register just for your information. We'll have check-in as well, so just helps us out. If you were to win a prize, then we would know how to get a hold of you. So line up tonight at 6 p.m. The epicenter there is 2nd Street in Otley, right at Oasis Market, that corner in DMAC. It's kind of the check-in area. But over the years, we've had more and more people join us, and so we've had to kind of expand that a little bit. So we go a block south, we go a block west, and we go a block east of that. So it's kind of like this whole area. But the big thing is coming from the right direction. So if you're coming from First Avenue, turn onto Otley from First so that you're coming in and can kind of check in there. But then also if you're coming from the south, then don't come in from 3rd Street onto Otley because you're going to run into some fire trucks, you know. So it's just a matter of getting lined up, situated. We'll have some volunteers kind of pointing people in the right direction, but so that we can all face the same way. It is dark, so it's tricky. And it's just helpful for people driving around to know that we're going to have some streets closed early. So Otley between 1st and 3rd will be closed unless you're part of the parade. And we'll start closing down 2nd Street as well. From on the north end, we'll be at Patti. On the south end, we'll be at Otley and the block below that as well, or south of that as well. Willis Avenue will also be closed from 1st to 3rd, so just be aware of that as you're driving around. We didn't close it last year and it ended up kind of being a little bit tricky, so we're going to go ahead and close that just so that people don't get caught, you know, waiting on the parade. No good place to turn around there on Willis. So, but yeah, just be aware of that street closure on 2nd Street between Otley and Patti, Willis Avenue and Otley between 1st and 3rd. Line up at 6 p.m. Come on out, get your decorations all situated. Kind of try to separate people between, you know, if they've got music, if they don't have music, space them out. And then really the, you know, we have so much to be thankful for with the Matt and Chanda Carstens Family Foundation, who has really stepped up and donated to support the lighted parade so that we can offer some really great prizes. So the top three parade floats will receive some Perry Bucks. So $350, $250, and $150 will go to the top businesses or organizations that have floats. So it's a good encouragement to put in some effort and come out for a good showing. Bundle up. It'll be chilly, but it's not going to be windy, so that's going to be great. So tonight, 6 p.m. lineup, 7 p.m. parade. You know, there's no bad place to watch the parade. Just come downtown on 2nd Street, do some window shopping, get some coffee from Perry Perk or Scooters on your way in, and stay bundled up and with hot chocolate. And then after the parade, go warm up at the Hotel Patti and visit Santa and do all the fun things there.
Awesome. Okay. So that's going to be a fun night here tonight. And Raccoon Valley Radio, Big Red Radio, is also going to be featured in that. So mm-hmm. Be on the lookout for that. So thank you so much, Lindsay. And then obviously tomorrow is Small Business Saturday, and there's a special promotion. You talked about it last week, but why don't you reiterate what's going on?
Yeah, so Small Business Saturday is a great opportunity to get out and shop local, support local businesses. This is a nationwide movement. It's been going on for years and years, kind of to highlight that, obviously, not just one day. We want you to support local businesses all the time, but especially on the heels of Black Friday, this is kind of that day to really celebrate small businesses. And one way that we're doing that is really promoting Perry Bucks as a great option for gifts, stocking stuffers, using your for yourself to shop local and remind yourself to shop local, because a lot of our local Perry businesses accept Perry Bucks because they're chamber members and they can. And so again, with the Matt and Shanda Carstens Family Foundation, we're so thankful to them. They are donating $1,000 for us to have this buy one, get one free promotion with Perry Bucks. So up to $25 per person will be matched. So the Perry Bucks come in $5 and $10 increments. You can buy $5, you can buy $100, but get free $25. And you can go and spend that day right next door, right down the street, or throughout the year. They don't expire. You can gift them. And so it's just a great chance to stretch your dollar around the holidays. So come on out to Perry Perk, 9 a.m. to noon or while supplies last. Buy as many Perry Bucks as you want. I'll have a whole stash of them and get some free ones as well to go spend local.
Awesome. Again, we are speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, I know there's always a lot going on in the community. So where are we at with that?
Yeah, just quick save the date for the Peppermint Walk. We'll have 26 businesses participating in that. That will be December 6th through 14th. So more to come for details, but just a reminder to get out and enjoy all of the great things in the community. The Perry Booster Club will have their Tinsel Trot tomorrow starting at 10:30. Still time to register if you're on the fence to join in for that. Should be fun. And then also the free holiday movies start tomorrow as well, 11 a.m. at the Perry Grand 3 Theater. So check those things out.
Do you know which movie is kicking off?
I do. It's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. So they've awesome. Got every Saturday for now through Christmas. There's a free holiday movie. So come, you know, get your popcorn still, but enjoy free movies thanks to the merchants that have sponsored that.
Well, and hopefully, you know, I'll put in a good word to throw in some animated ones for you.
Thank you. Yes, I think there are some on the list, so that's good.
Okay, absolutely. Again, that is the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Lindsay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.